wine, yeah.
Well, any type of alcoholic beverage.
Beer, wine, if you can get your hands on your dad's liquor key, and, you know, go in his liquor cabinet and take his bottle of vodka out and then fill it up with water and, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know, so you don't miss it.
All right, what were some of the, now what might actually have some kind of common, or, you know, names for wine? I mean, what might you call wine?
Pluck. Grapes. Berries.
Okay. Okay. And, how about, do you have any terms for pornographic films? What might you call it?
Skin flicks.
How about places where they're shown? What would you call it?
You know, not, this is just something new right,
right
now.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
This is because, no, you know, we didn't have that kind of thing. It was coming up. The Playboy magazine wasn't done. Oh, that was coming up. It's a sneaky read Playboy. You know, I really don't have a name for nut theaters, which was a common term I heard one of the students use once.
Oh, what was that?
Nut theater. And you can figure out the connotation of that. Oh, wow.
I don't know.
You don't want to even touch that.
I imagine. They have some kind of a thing going on. I was watching on the news the other night about they have a test case going on about some hardcore
pornography. Yeah,
some
silly. This lady has a woman's shop, woman's lingerie shop, you know, where she first started off selling, you know, things to keep the sex lives of women, you know, going. You
like
know,
peekaboo bras.
Bras and things like this. And then some of the customers started asking for, you know, other types of novelties, fun games or bedroom games and things. So she started stocking them, and then they started asking for other sorts of situations. So she started stocking the quote-unquote pornography in films and books.
Is that what that's about? I thought it was a movie house.
No, it's oh. Just no, there's no viewing there. It's just she just sells the books.
Oh.
It's like the books and the skin flicks.
Where's that located?
I don't know.
I was wondering because there was one up here by 163. I just wonder if that was the one.
It's in a shopping. The thing I think the biggest problem is that it's in a shopping mall.
Oh.
And it's in one of the shopping malls, and I'm not sure. I saw it, but I don't remember. But all she was really like doing is giving one of the women an equal opportunity, you know, to express themselves.
Okay, what kind of a federal or city employees would work in your neighborhood besides the police or the firemen?
Sanitation workers.
And is that what you'd call them?
No, garbage men. Street cleaners. Trash pickup people. Park supervisors. And that'll be about it.
Okay, how about the guy that brings the mail?
Oh, postman. Or mailman, really.
Okay. And what would you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall?
Poor. Yeah, it's the goose that lays the golden egg. No, we just call him not necessarily a politician, but, you know, someone would pull him.
Okay. And what would you call a city employee who has no real job and no responsibilities, and performs no services, you know, but draws a salary anyway?
I don't have any name for him other than a crook. That's what I mean. But if you can get away with it, more power to you. I don't know.